problems of covering any country, but particularly Mexico, is the whole idea of who defines what information you get. Mexico has been ruled by one party for 70 years, the PRI, a party which believed that there was no reason to ever share power, and therefore no reason to ever share the truth or share information or allow anyone else's version of history to get into textbooks, to get into the historical record, or to get into journalism. And for a long time, even though everyone knew that the president handpicked his successor, and then that successor became the candidate and eventually became the president, if you said this in a news report, and most journalists just didn't, you had to couch it because the government denied it. And in a way, it was not the real version of what happened in Mexico, but it was the government's version of what happened, and that was the historical record for a long time. In a country as complicated as Mexico, where one group of people, granted with the consent of the population for most of the 70 years of ruling, has defined what the historical record would be. This has changed radically in the past 10 years, and in part because new voices became very prominent in Mexico, and suddenly, if the government wasn't available, several opposition parties were available, plus a whole group of social commentators, starting in the mid-80s, became part of the historical landscape of Mexico. This has changed how journalists cover Mexico. It means that their coverage is less propaganda and much more a historical record. There's a lot to go back and look at in Mexico. The Mexicans themselves are re-examining all these events, and I think that a lot of journalism and books are going to have to re-examine part of this period because new voices have changed what gets written.